You are killing him slowly, boringly.
I don't think you understand my book.
I don't care about your book. And neither will the reader, because it has no conflict. Face the conflict.
Kill my protagonist. That's ridiculous. He's my main character. He's the voice.
An aspiring novelist gets some unsettling advice from her mentor in 2007's quirky Lovely by Surprise. It's one of the films from last year's Driftless Film Festival, held in many locations throughout southwest Wisconsin. They'll be talking about it on this week's edition of Director's Cut on Wisconsin Public Television. Joining us now for a sneak preview are festival organizers Nicholas Langhoff and Darren Burrows. Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
People usually associate film festivals with large cities or towns with a major university. What made you decide to do this in places like Mineral Point and Viroqua?
Yeah, I grew up in Fort Atkinson. For me, I'm from Wisconsin. Darren's from Kansas, so he's, I introduced him to the area, and then that was really kind of...
And the theaters for me were the main attraction. The opera houses, the theaters, just really, as when you first start making movies, it's the way you imagine seeing your film.
And the idea is, and I saw some people, this last year, go to Mineral Point and see a couple movies and then cruise up to Spring Green and the beautiful Guard Theater there and stop at the General Store or whatever to have that whole experience, which is what kind of the idea was.
And to get the kind of, filmmaking, film-going experience you get there, you would have to go to the Egyptian Theater in Hollywood or something, which has been totally restored. But Baraboo is really more impressive than it. So it's really amazing.
The theaters and the communities, that's really, they're the reason that this whole thing can even happen.
Now, one thing that home video and the internet have made possible is that anybody living in any town can see a lot of these movies. But I understand that there's a lot to be gained by seeing these films in a theater with an audience the way the director intended.
Yeah, I think it really has to go back to that magic of going to the theater. No matter how interactive they make the Blu-ray discs, you don't get the opportunity to ask the filmmaker questions and stuff. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the experience of a film festival.
When you choose the films, are you thinking of films that might resonate in particular in southwest Wisconsin, or are you just choosing good films?
To a degree, but good films, I think, is the first.
Yeah,
major.
I mean, there's definitely tie-ins. Like this year, or this last year, we had, three films that dealt with rivers. Two documentaries and one feature. And we know that the rivers out there, whether it's the Wisconsin, the Kickapoo, the Platte, the rivers are a big, people spend a lot of time on the rivers out there. I think that we keep an eye on the Wisconsin Film Festival, which is such a wonderful film festival. We kind of look and see what movies haven't played in Madison yet. We want to get the local films to give them another chance to get their movie seen in a theater other than the Wisconsin Film Festival. But the other films from around the world are films that you would not have seen in Madison yet.
And really that sense of adventure of something new, something you're not going to get to try. It's like a sampler platter, if you will, where, you're not going to like everything on the platter, but the adventure is trying everything on the platter and going, no, that's not for me. Oh, I really like that. And so these are films you're never going to get to see. A lot of them you can't even get order or see on the internet. And and most of them aren't going to get distribution because they're labors of love. And so really it's a chance to participate in that adventure.
Mm-hmm. Nicholas Langhoff and Darren Burrows, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Nicholas Langhoff and Darren Burrows are the organizers of the Driftless Area Film Festival. Friday night is Popcorn Night in Wisconsin. Director's Cut airs tomorrow night at 9 on Wisconsin Public Television.